sober breathing space. This is an exercise that you can do anywhere, anytime. It's sort of a mini meditation, using the skills that you've been developing in the course and in your practices in the way that can be useful when you most need them. When you're out in the world and running into challenging situations. So, SOBER is an acronym. S-O-B-E-R. Standing for stop, observe, breathe, or focus on the breath. Expand awareness and respond. So let's go through these steps. The first one, the most important one, is to stop. The places where you often behave reactively, we just slow down or stop right there. This is the most important step in interrupting the automatic pilot mode that often gets us into trouble. And after we stop, we just observe what's happening in our bodies. What are we feeling right now? What sort of sensations? Maybe tension? In our hearts or our emotions? What are we feeling? Is it fear? Anxiety? Hurt? And also, observing our mind. What sort of thoughts are in our mind right now? Are these familiar thoughts? What are we telling ourselves in this moment? Or even just, what is the quality of our mind right now? Is it racing? Is it confused? Is it hectic? Is it calm? So the O of sober, the observe step, is checking out what's happening. Whatever's happening in the body, in the heart, or emotions, and in the mind. The next step is to gather the attention and bring it to the breath. This is a way of bringing attention that is often scattered down to a place where it can calm down a little bit. So it might help to take a deep breath or to just observe your body as it is naturally breathing. Allow your mind to rest on your breath for a few moments. Then in breath and the out breath. Then after attention is grounded in this way, you can do this as long as you need to. Expanding the attention again to check in with how the body, how the heart, how the mind are feeling now after a brief pause. So maybe there are changes in your experience, and maybe there aren't. In either way, it's okay. You're just observing what's happening. So again, observe the body. What's happening in the body right now? What do you notice? Observing the emotions again. What are you feeling? And how is the mind? What sort of thoughts are in the mind? Is it calm? Is it frantic? And then the final step is to respond. So here, just noticing all the choices you have in front of you. Typically, in these situations, we just react and go for the very first choice that comes to mind out of habit. When in reality, we have an infinite number of choices in how we might respond in this situation. And by taking this brief pause, it's just remembering that whatever's happening in our bodies, in our hearts, however we're feeling, whatever's happening in our mind, we still have a choice. To connect with what's truly important to us. To respond proactively rather than just reacting. So this practice can be done anywhere. You don't need to even close your eyes or sit down or be in any sort of special posture. No one has to know you're doing it. It could be your little secret. You can even be in a conversation with someone, standing in line, stuck in traffic. And also, you can do this for just a few seconds if that's all you have or all you need. Stop. Observe. Watch the breath. Expand. Respond. Or, if you have more time, you could take several minutes to do this, as long as you need to. It's a very portable and flexible practice. Be peaceful.